Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, right now, John, it's time to read between the lines with you-know-who.
All right, let's get back to it. Steve Sarkisian, we had some audio from him yesterday. Didn't get to all of it, but here's one more clip of him talking about comparing year one and year two as the Falcons OC.
Year two is just night and day for me personally, just from a comfort level and the team and offensively. These guys have had a really good offseason, but really it's been competitive. I think the guys have come in with a great mindset. They're working together really well. It feels better, you know. Ultimately, we have to go out and perform when the fall comes around, but it's been really good so far.
Steve Sarkisian seems a lot more at ease with himself. You know, we didn't get to hear Steve talk a lot last year, but see how laid back he sounded? He sounded like the guy that was the head coach at Washington when things were going well for the Huskies. Just laid back, yeah, we're going to do this. Or when he was the OC for USC years ago, yeah, we're going to throw the ball around, do a couple of different things. And if that's how he calls plays this year and he's more relaxed and it's just get in a groove and find himself, I think this offense will take off again.
Well, I mean, last year he was a rookie. And so what do rookies do? They make mistakes, and then they learn from the mistakes. And let me just overall talk about this. From what we saw last year to what we have heard this offseason with talking about changes to the offense, all the talk last offseason at this time, well, not all of it, but a lot of it was bunk, John, in terms of it's going to be the exact same offense from Shanahan to Sarkisian. No, it wasn't. It totally wasn't.
Right.
I mean, there were some basic principles of it, but that was a different offense. So let's just shred that narrative forever. But the good news is here, we have two recent precedents. Jim Chaney in year two as OC of Georgia did a lot better. Shanahan in year two as the Falcons OC did a lot better. And MO, I totally anticipate Sarkisian to be the exact same way.
Go from the NFL to the SEC. Last night, the Atlanta Sports Awards were held. Georgia took home the moment of the year for national championship game, and Roquan Smith was a top collegiate athlete. This coming from 11 Alive's Twitter account. I caught up with Jake Fromm, and he details the harrowing moment, the excruciating moment, not of the national championship, getting a fishing hook stuck in his leg.
It was getting dark. We were fishing. My buddy, he's fishing top water, and a big bass blows right up on his lure. He sets the hook, comes out of his mouth, comes flying right back at me, hits me in the leg, and, you know, pretty much the rest is history. But, you know, I'm doing well now. I promise the leg's doing fine. I'm running, I'm lifting, and kind of dying. I probably should have played that my leg was hurt there for a little while, but I didn't, you know. So I'm here working out, and it's exciting.
So he's basically throwing his buddy under the bus. He couldn't hook a bass, tried to set the hook and yanked it right out of there.
He did hook a quarterback.
Well, yeah, he did hook a quarterback. The good thing is he didn't, like, yank back on the hook and really wedge it in there, or Jake would have had some problems.
Well, like, your fear as a parent, right, is always about the safety of your children's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right? And so you're fishing, and, like, if we're going to be fishing on our dock when my boys get into town later today, over the weekend, I'm sure we'll drop a line in the water, and the conversation is going to be, every time you cast, look behind you so you don't snag somebody in the
eye. Yeah.
So let's just be happy that Jake Fromm can still see.
Did you catch this part, too? Year two, but he already sounds like a veteran who's tired of working out.
I promise the leg's doing fine. I'm running, I'm lifting, and kind of dying. I probably should have played that my leg was hurt there for a little while.
Coach, I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Yeah.
But, like, I had a fishing hook in my – I'm going to sit this drill out. I'm good. I'm going to sit this one out.
It almost hit the femoral artery. I'm just sitting here.
Not the femoral artery.
Well played. I don't even know where it's at, but it sounds impressive.
It's big. Yeah, I think it's very important, too.
Tricky Ricky, you can check out here for a second.
It is very important.
I can check out?
Yeah, just for
a All right, I'm going to go look at some baseball cards with Grant here.
Well, Grant might want to hear this, too. So CM Punk, gone from WWE for the past, 5 years he's been gone? 6 years? How long has CM Punk been gone? Well, he was recently interviewed by TSN promoting UFC. TSN asked him.
What in the hell does that mean?
What UFC was
I don't know what. No, UFC. Just pick a number. UFC 365. I don't know. But TSN asked him, all right, all wrestling fans want to know, your UFC career not going the way you want it to. Are we going to see you return to the squared circle?
Yesterday, I said a bunch of stuff about wrestling, about how I'd never gotten like a true offer. This does not mean I want to wrestle. I'm done with professional wrestling. A lot of people like to be mad at me about that and make fun of me because I lost my first fight. And it's like, that's fine. You're entitled to your opinion. But you do not own me. And I'm entitled to do what I want to do. And that's what I'm doing. Wrestling is in the rearview mirror. I've been trying for 5 years to put wrestling in the rearview mirror. And some people just like won't let it go. And people always come and go and they come back and they leave and they come back. This is where I live now. This is my headspace.
Okay, yeah. Before I get yelled at, CM Punk is fighting this weekend in UFC 225.
Sure.
There you go.
Here's what I'll say about that. Grant, you can opine on this as well.
Okay.
The reason CM Punk gets asked about wrestling, he was really good as a wrestler. He was one of the top performers in WWE. He's one of the top performers in a long time of this generation. You're not very good as a UFC fighter. That's why people keep asking you to come back.
I think he's getting into the UFC game a little bit late as far as the age is concerned. I don't knock anybody for wanting to try something that's their dream and something that they have just aspired to do. I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying, realistically speaking, what's the half-life on a career for somebody that starts at 35, 36, 37 years old?
Yeah, he might
I can
make
say
it
that as a guy in my middle 30s. I'm not going to go start an Ultimate Fighting career, and I haven't been doing any professional wrestling.
I don't even want to practice Ultimate Fighting.
No, thank you.
That gets you punched and black eyes and stuff like that. Rick, you can come back now. Now you're good.
Well, hi, Rick Kamla.
I'll say this, and this is the last thing I'll say, is that if CM Punk does want to come back to wrestling, if he does, and I don't think he will, there will be a rather large payday waiting if and when he decides he wants to do his two-month return and whatever. The victory lap that Goldberg did last year.
He's coming back.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind. When he gets knocked out in this fight, he'll be rethinking it.
He's fighting Mike Jackson tomorrow night, and both fighters are 0-1. I'm looking at MMAmania.com. The bottom line on this fight, and quote, this fight has zero relevance beyond the fighters themselves.
Wow.
Yeah, so I do think when the MMA career fizzles out, CM Punk will be back in wrestling before long. Because he may be very good with his money. He may have made a lot of money. But eventually you're going to want more money. All right. Gentlemen, we put this on the website, 929thegame.com, every week if you want to hear it again and again. And I don't know why you would, because this is absurdity. This is stupid. This is silly. This is childish.
It's what makes it great.
This is the Rick and John Week in Review.
The hard-nosed John Michaels, ladies and gentlemen.
You could clearly tell he had been poked pretty hard by Draymond Green.
And they've been choking and choking and choking and blowing it and choking.
I mean, balls hit me right in it.
You feel like you're indoors, but you're outdoors. Mm-hmm. And you've got a big window to the sky and to the heavens and all that. But it was gorgeous, man.
Oh, my God, is that an outside nightclub?
No way, that's your idea.
Pull over, let's check it out.
Dansby, the star from Vandy.
Let's do it with the Preacher Man.
Hey, coming up next in Read Between Lines, we have more from Sark talking about Julio. The biggest online lies, age, hate, height, weight, and income.
What was that first one?
Hyge.
I think it was Hyge.
Yeah, I think you said Hyge.
It was Hyge, right?
Am I all right today?
Go back and pull that.
Jesus.
One of the nicknames we have for Craig Carlos Valentino, because he comes out and dances constantly, is Senior Tango.
Did you just called him Valentino.
Valentino? Did I call him Valentino?
Yeah.
Valentino?
Well, I like that.
Jason, at Top Golf, do you think you should be wearing full golf attire like Tiger Woods?
Well, then I just grab my iPhone and I go to WellsFargo.com and I put in my information and I look and I'm rich. I'm good.
I want that little daily wicker where you don't have to do the touchy toilet paper thing. It just rolls it out on its own. I'm going to tell you, I just got to get me one of them daily wickers.
Put another blooming onion on the Bobby.
No better yeah than this yeah.
Thank God it's Friday.
Wow, we suck this week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.